The gate was over $3 million. The attendance is 17,026, a full sellout. This is the highest grossing sporting event in Barclays history. Madison Square Garden, we're number one and number three. Here, we're number one and number two. So we broke our own record tonight. Ridiculous considering the week we had, but amazing. Very happy. Let me see. Fight of the night. I don't think there's any. Zabit, that fight was the fight of the night. Mercier gets a bonus, and Chris for the stoppage of Joe Lozon.
If you cannot beat anyone in this division like Max Holloway, Yair Quinta, or Tony Ferguson, you know, like you make weight, you already do very good training camp, you're ready. And now, if you're gonna talk about, oh, this guy different, stylistic guy, you know, I need like couple months for training for this guy, how you can call yourself champion? If you're champion, if you wanna be champion, undisputed, undefeated, you have to can beat anybody, and you know, and all week I stay calm, focused. I'm focused on me because I have to make weight, and because I'm ready. That's why I still stay focused, no nervous, don't think about other stuff, and I know I cannot make mistake, because if somebody have chance make mistake, you know, like I don't have this chance, you know, on the line belt, you know. This is why I train so long time.
I honestly believe there's three guys in this company or in fighting that would have stayed and done and stayed in the fight. No doubt Conor McGregor, okay, Cowboy Cerrone, and Habib. I mean, the stuff that this guy went through, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, this week, many people. I've been on the side where the guy who is the champ and is had a full camp won't take a guy who's coming off a short. No, I mean, it just doesn't happen. And what that guy's been through, and he came in and he fought. And much respect to Al, too. You know, he didn't show up for a paycheck. He came to win. He's a tough guy.
And she just stepped it up, you know. She improved in general. And my hat's off to her, you know. This entire camp, I was just thinking about how she did it for five times in a row, you know, so it's I have a lot of respect for her.
When I heard Bruce Buffer saying the numbers, how the judges scored the card, I was like, okay, I expected that I was going to win by split decision, but when I heard the difference, I was like, okay, we've got the win easy, even same my coaches. So it was really big surprise, and the numbers don't lie. 142 to 84 and landed 132 strikes from me, 83 from Rose. That's the answer.
And like that, he's gone.